Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program that's presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, that's Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Of course, you can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. We also want to thank Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, our next guest, or this Friday edition's guest, I feel like I've known forever. We just kind of hit it off, and she is the new Clinton College president. Her name is Dr. Pamela Richardson Wilkes. So welcome, Dr. Wilkes.
Hi. How are you?
I am great. And if you would, let's just jump in and tell our listeners a little bit about Dr. Wilkes, maybe about your family and some fun facts.
Sure. So wonderful. Thank you so much for having
me.
Yeah,
no problem.
So I am Dr. Pamela Richardson Wilkes. I'm the 14th president of Clinton College. And just a little bit about me. I am from Eastern North Carolina, a little place called Hollister, North Carolina, located in rural Warren County. If you're ever wondering where that is, it's near Rocky Mound. Ever heard of that area. I am an HBCU graduate, a proud alumnus of North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, and got my doctorate from Indiana University of Pennsylvania. I am a boy mom of three beautiful boys, which they are not so much boys anymore. They're grown men. A 26-year-old Anthony, my 13, soon-to-be 14-year-old Christopher, and my 12-year-old Joshua. So for anybody that loves basketball out there, speak to Joshua. And I'm married to the wonderful Dr. Christopher Wilkes, who is also in higher ed as well. He's a business professor at Livingstone College.
That's great.
So we're a higher ed family, and you asked about a fun fact.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
You have a couple, actually. So
I have a couple. I'm an award-winning songwriter and registered with a number of entities. And I'm a couple of credit hours away from being an architecture engineer, even though my degrees are in English.
Okay.
But So I have this kind of left brain, right brain thing happening.
Yeah. Do you plan on finishing that? I mean, I know you got a lot going on right now. We're going to get to that in a second, but.
You know, I thought about it at one point in time. I actually reapplied and got reaccepted to finish that out, but I think right now I have a lot going on.
I think so.
I think we'll just take what we have, and I'll leave the architecture up to the main people who are going to be doing some great stuff for us in the future.
That's great, but that I was about to say, it's going to bring me back around to some questions that I have toward the end, but we'll jump into that. But let's just talk about Clinton College, and let's give some facts about Clinton College for our listeners who might not be familiar.
Absolutely. So Clinton College has actually been in Rock Hill since 1894. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating 131 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Here. Thank you. In the city. And, you know, I consider Clinton, you know, the hometown HBCU. We are the hometown college of Rock Hill. We are located, of course, off of Heckle and Crawford Road. And we are a small but mighty HBCU, church affiliated with the AME Zion, or African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. And we are always punching above our weight, meaning we have a very small, close, tight-knit group of students, have roughly about a little over 200, and actually now approaching 300 students.
Okay.
In fact, our enrollment, our deposits right now are up by 240% from where we were last year this time.
Okay.
And I think that that's coming from an interest in students wanting to not only maybe move towards the South, but also students who are interested in learning more and becoming familiar with HBCUs, or historically Black colleges and universities. And so we're able to take advantage of some of those opportunities where maybe some of our colleagues in other spaces or our peer institutions institutions may be kind of struggling with enrollment, what we're actually seeing is that we're really not struggling, but rather students are showing indeed a great interest in our institution and who we are and what we can offer.
And I know that sometimes when people hear HBCU, they typically think, oh, well, those are only for African American students. Mm-hmm. Is that what Clinton College wants or is mainly made up of? What does that exactly mean? And what does that mean maybe for students who aren't African American?
Absolutely. And so we welcome any and all students. We want to encourage a diverse student body population as well as faculty and staff. We are historically black as a college, but we are not, that is not what we espouse ourselves to in terms of just our student population. And so we welcome anyone and everyone who wants to get a quality education at a very affordable price, and especially one that is religiously affiliated. So if that's something that you're interested in, definitely come and check us out on Crawford Road, and we'll set you up with a tour and can get you to apply and get you in a seat.
What is the ideal student for Clinton College, if there is one? Like, or maybe there's a couple of different buckets of ideal students. So what are you looking for?
So I think for us, one of the things that we want to do is allow access to students who desire the opportunity to go. So we have a number of students. Our students range from that student who just graduated from high school and never thought about attending college and said, you know what, all my friends are going to school, I never thought about it. I don't want to go big. I just want to do something small. I want to be closer to home. We're also that go-to institution for the student who may say, I'm from a big city. I'm from Philadelphia or New York, and I want to change a pace, and I want to go to a smaller school. We have the valedictorian of the, you know, high school class. But we also, believe it or not, have the student who is the older student who has decided that I want to come back to school. You know, I've set my life aside for my children to finish school and graduate from college, and now I want that opportunity. So we actually also have a very a pretty sizable population of students who are older and who are deciding to come back either for a career change or just because they've always wanted that opportunity to be able to get a degree. And so we want to allow those levels of not only access, but to scaffold and support the students so that we can take that student that may have had that 2.0 in high school, as well as that student with a 4.0 in high school, and get both of them across the finish line. And the real goal is not only to just get them across the finish line, but that they walk across that stage with a degree in one hand and with a position or a job in the other. And that is the one
Absolutely.
Thing that we're going to be working towards.
And I think when I'm thinking back to my college career, that was something that when I came to college, I didn't really realize until I was sitting in the seat. You know, when you're 18 years old and you're on your own and you're sitting in a classroom, I'm looking at it because I did attend Winthrop. And, you know, there were older people in my education yep. classes, and that was kind of like, wow, like, oh, okay. You know, it kind of took me aback a little bit, but the yep. things that I learned from those, from those students, like when we did group work, you know, we did have one that was making a career change. And so right. the things that you can learn from all of the different kinds of students,
Absolutely.
I think is amazing. And so that y'all also offer those opportunities, I think, is amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Clinton College started off as a junior college. You
yes.
said it was established in 1894, is that
That's
correct?
That's correct.
And then it became Clinton College in 2013.
That's
so
right.
What was the shift?
So the actual shift is the offering of four-year degrees versus two-year degrees.
Okay.
So Clinton Junior College was an associate's degree granting institution. And when we moved to being able to offer four-year degrees as a part of our change in accreditation agency, so on and so forth, as being able to offer four-year degrees, we could take the junior off because we were no longer a junior college. And now we're a full-fledged four-year bachelor's degree granting entity. And with being on the way and having our internal approvals and waiting our approvals from our accreditation agency to actually offer our first graduate degree program,
All right.
which would be a master's in business administration. So we're looking, you know, to grow our academic programming, our bachelor's offerings. We still do offer associate's degrees. So if you're interested in a two-year degree, but as well as a four-year degree. Okay. We offer degrees in cybersecurity. We offer degrees in nursing. We offer degrees in business, religious studies. So across the gamut. So whether you're interested in STEM or you're interested in liberal arts or the social sciences, we are growing our institution towards those entities as well as, again, graduate programs.
What are, or if any, are any challenges that you feel like Clinton College is facing? I know that higher ed, of course, took a hit, as well as all education, really, and 5 years ago when COVID hit.
Yeah.
But what challenges are there, do you feel? Or what, maybe I should ask it differently. What opportunities, maybe, can we expect to see with you as the new president of
Absolutely.
Clinton College?
And I think you hit the nail on the head there, right? That these aren't really challenges, but what we're doing is making opportunities available out of challenges. From my experience, I have 25 years of experience in higher ed, and primarily within the HBCU scope, small private tuition-driven institutions. There's always a challenge there, mm-hmm. but I think for us, it's understanding new business models. How do we address business, the institution as a business, rather just kind of this entity that just exists?
Mm-hmm.
And then not only looking at that, but also academic programming and how you scale. So we're taking opportunities that may not otherwise be necessarily considered, maybe have been a threat or a challenge. And we're saying, hey, we're going to tackle this straight on. So whether it's increasing enrollment or whether it is looking at our business models or whether it is scaling and adding housing. Right now, we have a lot of students who want to come, but we have minimal amount of housing. That's actually a good problem to have that we are looking at tackling and looking at the opportunities that will allow us to grow our campus footprint.
Right.
So again, you're going to see a different Clinton College over the next couple of years, not only academically, not only within our student profile, but also even just our campus as a whole. When you drive by, it's going to start looking and feeling a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're seeing and how those opportunities will grow our economic development locally, not only within that the local community in which Clinton resides, but also the greater Rock Hill mm-hmm. and York County area.
Yeah. So we're going to get to that here after our break. We're not going to take a break quite yet, but I wanted to ask this. Because you don't have housing, like a lot of housing, I know that there's minimal housing.
Mm-hmm.
Do most of your students come from Rock Hill or York County? Are you finding that you're able to bring them from other places? And then what does that look like for their college experience?
So we are able to actually bring students from other places. What we've been able to do is work really closely with our local corporate partners in making sure that we're able to provide sustainable housing for our students and make sure that we allow them opportunities to be able to have that campus experience. They are able to have the meal plan and eat and be in the cafeteria and go to the games and be, of course, on campus. And we're wanting to make sure that even if there's a student who may not necessarily be on campus proper, that we call it, that those students still have that same experience and that same lived experience that you find in any other entity. And so, and we typically do that, and it's usually temporary. We do figure out typically ways to get those students back on campus to make sure that they are able to live, learn, and grow in that space mm-hmm. and that it makes sense for them. And that even for those that are off campus, even if they're commuters, that we're providing opportunities for those students not to feel like they're just coming in for class,
okay.
but that they're engaged in a way that's going to be conducive to them as a student.
That they're really getting that college experience.
Exactly.
And you brought up something that it's a good segue. So you brought up going to games. And I know that Clinton College really loves their athletics. And you've had some staples that have been there for
yes.
a really long time, but you're also adding some new
That's
things
correct.
To that roster.
That's right.
So you are part of the NCCAA. Did I say that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's the division that you're in. What do you offer?
So we offer men's and women's basketball.
Okay.
We offer volleyball for women. We offer golf. We just added cycling. We added club archery. We added intercollegiate track and field,
okay.
With cross country. and we
esports.
And we've actually always had esports, so that's not new.
Okay,
but we have esports, and of course we have cheerleading. We can't forget cheerleading. I was a cheerleader. We don't want to forget that as a sport either, right? But we offer those. We are looking forward to also increasing our athletic footprint over the next couple of years to possibly include women's club football, or flag football.
That's huge around here. Now, Dr. Wilkes, football is huge. I don't know if you've heard, but this is Football City USA.
I heard.
They will embrace the football. No matter what kind it is, they're going to embrace it. Awesome. If you build it, they will come, right?
Good. And that's great to know as well, because again, we want to be able to engage the community in the best way that we can. And whether it's academics or whether it's our athletics or whether it's just whatever kind of engagement, we want to be able to be a real partner and part of the Rock Hill community.
Yeah. Another challenge that we hear sometimes with higher ed is cost. You know, it's expensive. And I have a daughter that is a senior. And so, you know, my husband and I are looking at this and weighing the options. And it can sometimes be daunting. Mm-hmm. Where does Clinton College fit into it being affordable?
Right. So if you compare, if you were to compare Clinton to some of our peers, and in particular our peers within the HBCU space, you'll find that we're actually very affordable, especially when you take into account the student aid that's available. And I'm not talking about loans. I'm talking about just your opportunities for grants and funding that comes through the state of South Carolina and other entities. And so I think from an affordability lens, we are in fact pretty affordable. I'm not going to sit and make a comparative analysis.
Yeah,
and the
course.
Only reason being is because, again, I've only been here since June 2nd and I'm still learning myself. But I will say in considering my walk around the space and my experience in the space, we actually as an institution are actually very affordable for our students, where our tuition is roughly about $10,000 a year. And so when you look at that in comparison to some of our other peer institutions, that's pretty affordable. You're talking about $5,000 a semester, or right a little bit maybe more than that, but right at or above $5,000.
So, and then there's all the opportunities
that's
to help
correct
you pay.
That's correct. And then our housing, our room and board is also very, very, very affordable as well. Again, students will be able to get that experience, that unique nuanced experience of not only attending college, but if you're interested in attending HBCU to get that experience, and then to be able to have an enjoyable experience as a college student without breaking the bank or having a lot of debt at the end of that four-year experience.
That's the key. Yeah. That's key. All right, with that, we're going to take a quick mid-program break and remind everyone that you're listening to Straight Talk Live right here from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years, Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road in Rock Hill. Okay, what we do here at Substation 2 is fresh subs and salads 6 days a week from 10 in the morning till 9 at night. And how we do it is special. We're going to let everyone know how that is by reading these letters right here on the shirt on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you want someone who understands you. And that's our mission at Piedmont's Heart and Vascular Center. We are the only cardiovascular hospital in York County providing comprehensive care from diagnosis to recovery. Our team includes experienced cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, and nurses, all dedicated to keeping your heart healthy. Cardiac care with advanced technology close to home. That's Piedmont Medical Center. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Red's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back live here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. We are chatting with Dr. Wilkes, who is the new president at Clinton College. So I didn't even ask you when your actual official start date was. We should have done that out the gate. So when did you actually start, Dr. Wilkes?
My official start date was June 1st. Okay. So I actually walked on campus for the first time, which the first was on a Sunday. So my first day was June 2nd.
Great, so, yeah. Great. So one thing that you did tell me off air that I'm going to kind of bring up, because I think it's a good segue into this next question. With your career, you've also worked at just a regular four-year school.
Yes.
You also worked at a technical college.
Yep.
And now you are part of Clinton College, which is a HBCU. So that is exactly the makeup of higher ed that we have here in Rock Hill. So we have York Technical College, we have Winthrop, and we have Clinton College.
Mm-hmm.
How, with your experience working at all three, do you see or do you hope that maybe Clinton can partner with the other two, maybe in different ways that they haven't in the past?
Absolutely. So that for me is one key piece of what I think is going to be a part of the secret sauce that we'll be able to have at the institution for our not just sustainability and viability, but just for us to be able to grow as an institution. And that's partnering with York Tech, and that's partnering also with Winthrop, and not just locally here, but also other institutions within the state of South Carolina, and as well as North Carolina and across the board. So those are the things that we're really, really hoping for. So I'm looking forward to meeting the various presidents, and not just only the presidents of York Tech and Winthrop, but also meeting the superintendents, the local superintendents.
Well, y'all could have a one big meet and greet because everyone's new.
You know, I think that's one of the things that we're actually going to be trying to plan is some kind of meet and greet that I can have an opportunity to meet, you know, everyone in the community and get to know really what makes Rock Hill tick and what it is that we can do to provide, you know, viable partnerships. We are looking for partnerships and not just necessarily for transactional relationships. And so what we want are real, true, genuine partners in this thing. So I'm definitely looking forward to meeting and greeting and learning more about ways that we can partner, maybe with research and development, because that is an area that we're looking at growing at Clinton, and just moving beyond a teaching college to, hey, how it is that we can engage with research and development. And then what ways that we can actually also work with York Tech to provide opportunities for their students to move into getting degrees that we offer from a four-year perspective. So I'm definitely excited.
I think that's great. And then what ways do you look forward to partnering with York County and the city of Rock Hill?
Absolutely. So some of the things that we're looking at in terms of York County, again, is not only just offering opportunities for students to be able to get a quality, you know, education, but also what are the different ways that from a community engagement perspective that we can look at. So whether it's wellness and development, or whether it is understanding what some of the economic challenges are that maybe we can provide some opportunities for workshops and development, entrepreneurship, small business development. What are the ways in which we can take our brain trust from our faculty and staff, and even eventually researchers and those that we're partnering with, to say, hey, these are the corporate, these are the federal kind of entities, and these are the ways that we can drive, again, not just economic development, but this community engagement, so that we can grow people. Mm-hmm. It's not just necessarily about growing the community, but it's making sure that we're growing people, so that in essence, as we grow individuals, we're growing institutions and we're growing our communities.
And then those people, or the students who become parts of the community with a job. I know that you mentioned, you know, not only them walking across the stage, but the goal is for them to not only walk across the stage, but then to know exactly where they're going after that.
Exactly. And not only that they know where they're going, but hopefully that we can figure out ways to generate opportunities for them to stay here, mm-hmm. right? That it's not enough that we're just, supplying this opportunity for students to get a degree or an education, but also how it is that we can bring that back to the community through job growth, or ways in which we can inspire corporations or different entities to come and do research or what have you. And so again, it's not just about producing students, but it's also about producing quality students who are workforce ready, and then hopefully generating the workforce locally, mm-hmm. so that we can retain those students.
Well, no doubt about it, once they get here, and you're going to find out, you probably already have, Rock Hill is a very special place, and once they come, they don't want to leave, and I'm one of those. I never went back home once I came here, so hopefully the students at Clinton College will also find that out as well. I know there's an event that you wanted to plug for tomorrow. Part of the AME Zion Church is having a prayer event to kind of kick y'all off. That's tomorrow.
Absolutely. So at the Kenneth Monroe Transformation Center on Saluda Road, mm-hmm. The AME Zion Church, the South Atlantic District, is hosting a prayer, the Power of Prayer event, and it's done in support of Clinton. So we ask that you all want to come out, if anyone wants to come out, and just pray with us about the institution, our forward movement. I am soliciting all prayers.
That's right. You can never have enough.
Absolutely. But we invite you to come out tomorrow at 5 p.m. We will welcome any and everyone who just wants to come out and pray. And even if it's not just about Clinton, but if you just want to come out and pray for our community, mm-hmm. and who we are, we ask that you come out and that you join us and support not only the AME Zion Church, but also Clinton College as we move forward.
And again, that's tomorrow,
5 o'clock
p.m. at the Transformation Center.
That's correct.
And one more quick plug for Clinton College. If students are listening or parents are listening and think this might be a good fit for their student, or maybe themselves, and they want to go back and get some extra credits or have a career change, what do people need to do to find you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So you can always go to www.clintoncollege.edu. You can actually apply online there. By the way, also, if you want to give, you can give there as well. but you can apply right there. You can always feel free to come on campus as well. We have our admissions team that's always ready and available to meet you there. But the first step, you can always feel free. And if nothing else, you can always feel free to contact Office of the President at clintoncollege.edu, and we'll put you and point you in the right direction.
All right. Well, it is so nice to meet you,
Dr.
Wilkes. Welcome to Rock Hill. We can't wait to have you in the studios.
I'm excited.
And to really see the way Clinton College is really going to grow and flourish, and what is going to happen there next.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that is a great way to end the program. We want to thank you for being here again. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And one more last time, we're going to tell everybody out there what we do in here that makes Substation so special. And it's right here on this, what we call a redneck cue card, this t-shirt. On the count of three, 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have the best weekend, and we'll see you on the radio on Monday. Bye.